I'm excited to soak in all the motivation during today's convo with entrepreneur, best-selling author, podcaster, brand strategist, and so much more, Jennifer Cohen. Welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be here with you, Ben. I love your letter.
Thank you very much. Well, let's start with some motivation. You have it's a lame question, and I know I get it, but like favorite quote. Do you have something just like you keep on your wall or next to your computer, next to your bed? What do you got?
No, but one quote I love is, "Don't be upset about the results you didn't get by the work you didn't do."
I love that. All right. I love that. I like that a lot. And then the other thing is like people are obsessed with morning routines. I'm a like creature of absolute habit. So like every day is the same for me. Or do you have a morning routine, something just kind of so you start your day off?
Absolutely. I think you need a morning routine to keep you on point and be productive. So I do. I have the same breakfast for the same for 25 years. I haven't changed my breakfast. I work out in the morning. I eat the same breakfast. I have 32 ounces of room temperature water with a lemon squeezed in. I'm a big hot cold person. I do the sauna slash ice plunge, ice bath type of thing. But I have a whole list of things that I'm very much committed to before I actually start my work day.
We have very similar mornings. Same way. I mean, I'm just going super detail here. I'm a 32 ounce of room temperature water as well, but like I stopped doing the lemon because it was hurting my teeth. You have the,
Really?
yeah, my dentist didn't like the lemon in the water, so just throwing that out there of caution.
Interesting. So why
Yeah.
do you do 32 ounces and not like 24?
As I hold up here my 32 ounce Nalgene bottle that I've had since like I was like in high school, that's pretty much just easy to fill it up to 32 and yeah. So with all you have like you know going on and most of it focus on helping others, like where do you think that comes from?
I just think that it comes from, I think my message really is about being bold. I did a TED talk on being bold and asking for what you want. And I think it came just very, it was an evolution. You know, I came from the health and fitness space, written books, had apps I sold. And then the motivation kind of was, like I said, an evolution from my career into trying to like help people. Just through my own trial and error of life, and give people some insight of how what works for me, what can work for them to be bolder, asking for what they want, and achieving it really.
You mentioned your TED talk, The Secret to Getting Anything You Want in Life, and which has more than 5 million views on TEDTalk.com, I guess it is, or we'll link to
It has
it.
more than
I was
five. Yeah, so it's yes. So it that's exactly what I was. Well, I was referencing that only because I wrote a book recently called Bigger, Better, Bolder, which is about chasing the life you want, not the life you get. And so it started with doing this TED talk that went viral, and obviously the message resonated with people. So I decided to write a book about it, and it's really about not accepting just what's available and acquiescing to what's in front of you, but it's about really designing and curating a life that you actually want to live versus just the path of least resistance and living this life that's just you accept because it was available. So I try to push the envelope and really inspire people to be much more deliberate in how they live their life. And when you were asking me earlier about the habits I do, my morning routine, it's because I believe so wholeheartedly that you need to really take ownership and be the CEO of your own life. And by putting these certain routines and habits in place, it allows you to really thrive in your life and help you with your productivity, help you be the best version of yourself so that you can go and crush everything else you want to do. And for me, like the exercising in the morning and the water and all these things put my brain, actually, it's more for my cognitive focus, energy, whatever, what have you, in the it puts my mind right so I can go and conquer all these other things.
Interesting. Yeah, I was gonna ask why you thought, you know, your TED talk and now your book resonates with so many people, but it's probably, is it, do you think it's a dissatisfaction people have? Like, why do you think it really connects?
No, I think it resonates with a lot of people.
Because I think
a lot, because it's not rocket science. And I think a lot of people get really hung up on what and how to become successful. And they are their own worst enemies. People think that they aren't talented enough or not smart enough. And so therefore they don't even try. And the truth of the matter is, the biggest indicator of success, be it in anything in life, is being bold enough to go after it. And nothing replaces hard work and action. You know, like something in motion stays in motion. And if people can get themselves out of their own way and eliminate these myths that they have to be, you know, this, they have to be, have this skill set and have this intelligence and have this and have that, and realize that it's really about just going and trying. And over time, like the tenacity and the persistence is what gets you there. It's not the other things. Then, you know, the world opens up to you. And so I think that people who have so much self-doubt really kind of resonated with that. And it allowed them to kind of see beyond what they don't have and try anyway.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you obviously talk a lot about that in your, you know, Top Rated Habits and Hustle podcast. I know you talk to thought leaders and business executives from all around. So tell us about the podcast.
Okay, well, the podcast thankfully is now in the top, I think it's like in the top five in business around the world. And it's really awesome. About speaking to actually the most extraordinary people in the world, be it in anything in life. It could be, it's disruptors, it's athletes, it's anybody who's really kind of hit a certain level of success and really focusing on what they've done, their habits, their rituals, what they've done to like hit that level of success. And the idea is to have very actionable, practical things that everybody can glean from, where they can maybe get some inspiration and use it for their own lives. Because I'm super curious, and I like to know the nitty gritty of what people do day to day to get them from A to B. And so I ask those questions, and I think people are super fascinated by those things. So that's what it's about.
Yeah, I figure you can kind of just pull like from one little thing from each person, you know, kind of put together and find those common themes. It's like it can definitely be super beneficial. So, you know, your background, you know, you mentioned it earlier, is fitness and wellness, fitness. And I have a passion for that. Like, where did your interest in the space come from?
I started off actually as a total, it was not supposed to have, I mean, I was in the music world, totally doing something different. And I just got sick of that world. And I decided one day to pivot and become a personal trainer. And I realized when I was going through getting my first certification back years and years ago, that I had a lot of transferable skills from the other stuff I did that can be beneficial to the fitness world. And so I actually pitched myself to a record label because I had that experience as a label trainer. And so the label thought I was crazy, but I knew how talent worked. I knew how the marketing budget worked. And I basically just created a job for myself as a label trainer. And one label turned into two that turned into 10. And then I, you know, started becoming I became a Nike trainer. I became more of on those days before social media, like an influencer in like real time, right?
Yeah.
And then I got a book deal and I created a company called No Gym Required, and things just kind of spiraled. You know, I created a company called No Gym Required, which was about giving people these simple and easy solutions to be fit without using a gym.
Yeah.
I created a toning shoe called the NGR shoe, which I sold. And then I created a fitness app called Hot Five. I sold that to Weight Watchers, and I just kept on writing books, and my career just kept on evolving into being more like a wellness entrepreneur. But, you know, it all started from this idea that, again, it's like creating my opportunities. I always created my own opportunities. And from that is how it led me from one thing to the next thing to the next thing. And, you know, voila.
Yeah. The you know, you kind of explained to you about our audience here and how unique it is. And so out of, I know you have three books, Fitness, Wellness, Healthy Habits. Like, is there one book you would recommend for our audience, knowing who they are, like where to start?
Well, I have the No Gym Required book, Strong as a New Skinny, Badass Body Goals. But my newest book is the Bigger, Better, Bolder book, which is really about, it's basically encompassing all of it. Like fitness is a core piece of it, because without fitness taught me mental toughness. So through physical strength, I got mentally strong. And it also taught me so much about discipline, hard work, goal setting, yeah, all those important values and fundamentals in life that really make someone successful, which even allowed me to go and do all these things that I've done. So I think that the newest book, Bigger, Better, Bolder, is definitely the best one to pick up if somebody is, you know, either in transition, if they are struggling in one area of their life to stand up for themselves or show up. Because you could be bold in one area, but kind of maybe be lacking in another. And it gives people a workbook, actually a workbook of how to become more bold in your life and how to get the courage to be more bold. And like I said, it's actually resonated with a lot of people. And yeah, I would say that's about mindset, performance, achievement, all that.
Awesome. Well, we will make sure to link to it so everybody here can check it out. And with all you have going on, you're the co-founder of the Good Human Foundation, supports breast cancer research and treatment. Tell us about that so the community here can support.
Oh, yeah. That's more me and my girlfriend years ago. We haven't done it for a few since COVID, but I actually create a bachelor auction for eligible bachelors in LA, and I would auction off dinner dates and all the money that we raised, we would give to breast cancer. And very cool. That was just something that we did many years here. But me and my best friend just did it as like kind of a fun thing on the side, and it turned out to be turned into this whole big thing.
That's awesome. Well, with all the energy you give out, like, how do you recharge your own batteries?
Oh, well, that's a good question. I think, I actually, energy begets energy, though. Like, I get energy from all the things that I do. I'm not really good at just, like, sitting around and doing nothing. Yeah. That's just not my personality type.
Yeah.
I have my hands in a lot of new things. I'm now working with a really amazing company called Limitless Minds. I think I was telling you about it earlier, which is really about mental fitness. Russell Wilson actually is one of the co-founders with his brother, Harry Wilson. And we're really creating corporate athletes. And it's really fun. I'm having a great time. And, you know, we're trying to take what people do on the field or in the athletic space and bring it into the corporate world. And it's going really, really well. And it's a really fun project. And yeah, you should check them out.
All right. Awesome. Well, we're going to be linking to all of this, so everybody can definitely check this out. And so final question, I was curious, and you had posted on Instagram recently, which I love, these life lessons you wish you knew sooner. Is there one of those life lessons that like just really sticks out to you that like you like, all right, I this one I wish I knew sooner?
Yes. I mean, I think the first one, I know exactly what you're talking about. And I think it's the biggest, I think, what hold on a minute. I think the first one I wrote, well, the first thing is experience over things. I think we undervalue the importance of experience in life versus just random things. I think that when you're in, especially when in relationships, friendships, whatever type of relationships, people get bonded through experience. And that's and just overall, like life is very, I don't know, very beige unless you put yourself in these situations to have experience and live experience versus just material things. And the other thing, I believe the first thing is not taking a risk was the biggest risk. And I think that life is really much more interesting when when you take a chance on yourself and take risks. I mean, not risks that are obviously detrimental, but I think really putting yourself out there and attempting and trying, because I think that all of us have we have way more potential and capacity than we give ourselves credit for. And the biggest regret when people are on their deathbed is that they didn't try at something. So I never want to live my life with regret. I'd much rather have rejection over regret every day of the week. And so put yourself out there, take a risk, do that thing that you don't think you can do. And most times you're surprised at what comes from it.
For sure. I mean, that is a good way to end, but I want to ask also, is there anything else you want to share with our audience here that so that they can support?
Yeah, subscribe to my podcast, Habits and Hustle. And they can also subscribe to my newsletter. Go to jennifercohen.com and sign up for my newsletter. And what else? And yeah, like I said, listen to my podcast. Follow me on Instagram, The Real Jen Cohen. And check out Limitless Minds. Lots of stuff.
Awesome. Jennifer, very appreciative of your time today. I know you have a lot going on. Thank you for the motivation, getting me all fired up, and looking forward to connecting again real soon.
Thank you so much, Ben. It was a pleasure.